Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. My friend Dave and I have known each other for more than 40 years, and consequently, we know how to press each other's buttons. But Dave, who's a physician and a surgeon, really hit the bullseye when he sent me an announcement of a new WebMD spinoff called WebMD Pets. This is a magazine that bills itself as the healthy dog and cat guide created for your vet's office. Of course, my immediate response was, what the hell do MDs know about dogs and cats that they think that they should be putting magazines in veterinarians' offices? But once I got past that, I decided this would be a great opportunity for me and for WebMD. They could spin off another publication written by veterinarians on human health to be put in physicians' offices. In fact, I would even volunteer to edit it. I can see my editorial now. I'm perfectly qualified. I know people. I've had kids. I've had grandkids. So I can do this. What more qualifications would I need? But then I thought, oh, well, maybe that works when, you know, like MDs write articles for veterinarians' offices. But I wanted to move beyond that. And it seems to me that the ideal magazine for physicians' offices, written from the veterinary side, would be one written by dogs and cats. And in fact, I would even volunteer Fricka, Ollie, and Bamboo as the editorial board if WebMD wants to spin off such a publication. Dogs and cats would be perfect editors for a magazine for physicians' offices because they have a tremendous stake in keeping their owners healthy. For one thing, they're totally dependent on them. If those owners can't get up and open the door and let them out, or open cans or bags of food, or are too blotto for one reason or another to properly train them, their lives aren't going to be very happy, and it's going to shorten their lifespan. And their lifespan isn't as long as ours, so they don't have as much time to dick around as we do. So there should be articles in there that keep those people healthy. And this should be based on the dogs and cats' own experiences. For example, the dogs could write an article with a title like, One Size Fits All Thyroid Tests? Who are you trying to kid? Based on their knowledge that normal thyroid levels in dogs vary as a function of breed. So naturally, it would be difficult for a dog to understand why one size fits all in humans. Or what about an article like, put down the chips, get off your butt, and take me out for a walk? I mean, it's really to the dog's advantage that we stay physically fit. Same for cats. So there's a lot of things that dogs and cats that could teach humans. I know Fricka and Ollie for sure, and probably Bamboo too, would tell all physicians, put some pets in your waiting room if you're going to keep people waiting. Help them keep their blood pressure down. You don't even have to like them. Pets don't even have to do anything. The dogs can just be there. And for those real doctors who would scoff at this, you could say, well, you know, look at the studies. Some of the first studies in the relationship between dogs and human blood pressure were done by a real doctor, Dr. Aaron Ketcher, who was then on the faculty at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School. Like WebMD Pets, we can include articles about healthy food for picky humans and healthy treats for humans. A lot of dogs, including mine, could write an article about the joys of eating the same thing every day. Wouldn't that be a shocker? And Frick could write about the joys of being a mother and what hard work it is. And how each child is different. And some of them require more time and some of them require less time. And that's okay. And about micromanaging and how you don't do it. and how you teach them to be self-reinforcing and self-rewarding, and how you stay one step ahead instead of being one step behind. And they could certainly all teach humans about spontaneous joy. The joy of playing all by yourself. The joy of being comfortable in your own skin. The joy of not having to be the center of attention all the time. Patience. They could teach people about patience. They could teach people about consistency. They could teach people about acceptance. I think these are all very, very valuable lessons that people sitting in physicians' offices should have. I think that a publication that explores what's going on in human medicine from the perspective of a dog and cat would be a tremendous addition to the physician's office. I can't imagine, like, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't pick up a copy of that? I mean, who wouldn't subscribe to an online newsletter that would update them on this information? And particularly from the viewpoint of such stellar examples as Frick and Ollie and Bamboo, they have so much insight. Their credentials in caninedom and felinedom, they're impeccable. They are a quintessential dog and cat. I mean, they're at their prime. They've got all of the sensory perceptions of their species. They've lived with me. Now, imagine what those dogs have learned living with someone like me. They know menopause. They know the feminine mystique. They've seen me getting out of the shower. They know me inside and out, and they know my kids, and they know my grandkids, and they know my friends, and they know the wildlife around here. I mean, geez, I mean, they've got credentials out the wazoo. So if any of you know anyone at WebMD, have them shoot me an email or give me a call. I think they're on to something here. I like this crossover business. I think it's great. And if they're not interested, maybe the pets and I could write a magazine for dental offices, or maybe for astrophysicists. They must have waiting rooms. I mean, man, the sky's the limit.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.